Well, searching for a job after a redundancy can be soul-destroying, but we're getting more insights into just how crippling it can be. The latest unemployment figures are coming out tomorrow, and it's likely that they'll show hundreds of thousands of Australians in a desperate search for work as lockdowns in the East bite. So how are they coping in a climate of intense competition for jobs, where ageism is a factor, as well as pressure to take on volunteer work? Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
52-year-old casual worker Stephen Elliott knows how to pick up a new skill.
First 16 years of my life, I made pottery. The next 8 years, I was employed at a hospital as an operating theatre technician.
But he also knows well what it's like to be out of work for years at a time as a job seeker.
Yeah. I applied for over 1,600 jobs in that time that I was on Centrelink.
How hard was that to do?
Oh, you got no idea. And I just found it so difficult. It was just... And I hate to be someone who's even older than me.
To qualify for Centrelink payments, many job seekers are directed towards the government's recruitment program, designed to help job seekers back into work. But Steve Elliott found the process difficult and says after cycling through 8 different recruitment firms, he gave up.
And for job agencies, they're impossible to deal with as well, because they don't really care about getting you a job. All they care about is ticking the boxes so they can get paid.
For some, the challenges begin with the interview process. 62-year-old communications specialist Julia Austin believes her age is the main barrier to her finding work.
Walking into an interview and knowing straight up from the look on people's faces that I have no chance in getting that job.
Oh, I guess what happens when the interview gets underway? Is it awkward?
Isn't necessarily awkward, but I'm a little bit tuned into people and you can tell they're just going through the motions.
She's required to apply for 4 jobs a month with the help of the government recruitment agencies.
And they're useless, absolutely useless, because I'm classified as Group 1, which means, as far as they're concerned, quite capable of getting my own job.
A government departmental spokesperson sent a statement saying, quote, "The government expects providers to help job seekers get into work as contracted. The government may sanction providers who fail to meet this obligation. If job seekers don't feel they are getting the right help or would like to complain, they should first speak to their provider and, if they're not happy with the response, raise the matter with the National Customer Service line." Julia Austin worries potential employers will look down on her for being out of work for over 12 months.
So, yeah, and that's because of I'm perceived as unemployable, even though I have had jobs.
She receives $683 a fortnight from Centrelink, but it's not enough to live on, so she's eating into her savings.
I would love to have a job for the next 7 years because my plan was that I want to pay this house off and at the very minimum just be on a pension, but at least have my own house.
Jennifer Weir has a PhD. Her museum research role was made redundant. As an academic and historian, she says she never dreamed she'd be living on Centrelink payments.
The whole experience with Centrelink has made an initial depression, anxiety condition worse.
She says Services Australia is directing her to further training and work experience, but she's not finding the suggestions helpful at this stage.
But I was advised to do a VET training course, which basically was mind-numbingly boring.
You got to the 12-month mark of being unemployed. What did Centrelink ask you to do at that point?
They asked me to do volunteering.
And how do you think that helped your job prospects?
They could easily organise volunteering for me. Not to worry, I could go and work at Vinnie's. The idea of volunteering is to help you become more employable. That was not going to help me become more employable. So I did my own and approached the museum on my own and arranged volunteering with them, and I actually enjoyed it and did learn some very useful things.
She hopes other job seekers will look to internship programs as a way out of long-term unemployment.
And they will just end up in some boring, depressing, dead-end volunteer job.
The government told us, quote, "Voluntary work allows job seekers to gain and maintain personal and workplace skills and continued connection with the community." You could say casual worker Stephen Elliott found a dead-end job, but he's perfectly happy with it.
What I'm doing now is actually quite good, you know. Work casually for a funeral director.
So how much more are you earning now doing that role than you were on Centrelink payments?
Honestly, not much more.
Then what's the benefit?
Well, for starters, I don't know. See, 1 week I might have a full week of work, and that's definitely better.
Casual worker Stephen Elliott speaking with our business reporter David Taylor.